Blog Talk and Radio. Hello.
Good day, good evening. Welcome, everyone, to our Christmas Eve Christmas show. So thank you, everyone, for being here on this beautiful occasion. So that being said, let me go ahead and bring Zaria in, and we can begin our little Christmas show for you, all of us. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you very, very clearly.
Okay. Let me see if I need some work cream.
I think you're good.
Can you hear me now?
Well, we were able to hear you pretty clearly before. You're good.
Okay. We'll turn it down some.
All right. Just turn the volume down some, please. Sorry for a little bit.
Is that better? Is that better?
Still too loud.
All right. Let me turn it down a little more. How about that?
You already. Try that again.
How's that?
That's a little better. You want to go down just a tiny bit more?
I suppose.
Yeah, just a little bit more, because you do have a strong voice.
Is that better?
It's okay. It's about the same. All right, so let's go ahead and get started on our call, which is today, everyone, is December the 24th, 2022. Hopefully this will be the last time I say 2022, unless you know what happens, right? And then it may be still 2022. But in the meantime, today is all about a celebration. It's really about seeing what has gone in the past that we don't want to think about. A little bit there, and then a little bit or more now, and a little bit into the future. So I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our show. And Zaria is going to sing a little karaoke song, Christmas song. So you want to take it away, Zaria? Go ahead and put yourself on mute, and then get started and unmute yourself, huh?
Well, I guess all I have to do is just say, Alexa, resume.
Well, go right ahead then. She has a little Alexa.
Alexa, resume.
Scott. Here we go, everyone. Enjoy.
There's a big oak tree for all to see. A hood and a run and play. Look out through my window. Something just don't seem right. Tell her, say hello, and hear her voice on the other end of the line. Now it's Christmas, Christmas. I'm a-hurrying on my way. Christmas, Christmas, like I'm riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, I don't have time to hear no bells ringing on the phone. Mama just called and said it's time for me to come home. The pies are in the oven. You can almost taste the air. And it warms my heart to feel her love and know how much she cares. It's funny how going back can take you back to where you belong. It's the princess melody and my favorite Christmas song. Now it's Christmas, Christmas, I'm a-hurrying on my way. Christmas, Christmas, like I'm riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, I don't have time, jingle bells just ringing of a phone. Mama just called and said it's time for you to come home. Mama just called and said it's time for you to come home.
Beautiful.
Well, that's my first attempt, I guess.
Not too bad. So just to let everybody know that you... Okay, you want to take down the volume a little?
Oh, sure. I'll put my other earbud in.
All right. Okay.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better?
So I'm. Yes, that's much better. So for everyone, as we always do on a regular basis, I'm going to go ahead and this is from Diane Robbins. This is her monthly message from the Telos book. So here we go. We celebrate holidays with our families and friends. We gather together in our houses, have feasts, and give thanks to God for the abundance on earth and in earth. We come together often at intervals just to socialize and eat. Our feasts are full of many varied vegetable dishes once we have eliminated meat from our diet. We dance and sing and have wonderful festivities in our homes beneath the earth. We are a very social and gregarious people, always wanting to be together and sharing life's joys. For joy is all we know and all we allow into our lives. Anything less than joy is just not in our mass consciousness. We wake up with love in our hearts and go to sleep at night satisfied with our daily service of love to each other. You, on the surface, will soon learn to openly display your feelings of love for one another and to gaze directly in each other's eyes and see the soul behind the gaze and know that this soul and yours are one. And that is from Adama. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you, Diane, for all the beautiful, wonderful, inspirational books that you have sent to us. It has very much touched many, many, many people's lives. And so with that, thank you. All right. So, and now.
And how do you get a book?
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, now that's your turn. Go ahead. So I will do this then, if you don't mind. Okay. So everyone, if you want to get inspired, be inspired on a regular basis, you could purchase her books and go to Amazon and put in Diane Robbins. You better take over.
You go to her website directly.
There you go, directly. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Her website directly is www.DIANNINE. I think I got that right. DAINNE.
Yes.
ROBBINS.com. And you can order the books directly from her, and she gets most of the proceeds back.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right, Zareya. Now, would you like to start and begin with what you would like to share with everyone today? As we celebrate.
Yeah, I want to talk about St. Nicholas.
All right, go ahead.
And some people call him St. Nicholas. Some people, well, over in Norway, they call him St. Nicholas. Or in Scandinavia, he's St. Nicholas.
But isn't that how it all started?
St. Nicholas was and is both still. He's a saint, of course, St. Nicholas the saint, but he's also a giving person, alive and well, by the way. And he is, I'm going to dispel one myth about Santa or St. Nicholas. His suit is not red. St. Nicholas's suit is green and white. And it's always been that way until Coca-Cola got a hold of it and changed it to red. But originally, it was green and white. St. Nicholas is the patron of Christmas and the giver of gifts. When he started out as a child, he would carve animals and things of that nature and give them to the village kids in his area. That's how it all started out. And then, from that point on, he got bigger and bigger. And then he realized that the powers or the authority in his region got wind of what he was doing, and they tried to shut him down or tried to stop him. So he had to relocate to a better area, more secluded. So he took his wife and he went north. And all the way north until he had entered into the opening at the North Polar opening. And halfway around, he found the domain of the Vandekamps. The Vandekamps are what you would term elves. And they welcomed him. And that's where he became Santa Claus. He was given the name by Mother Nature, which is also a living being, eternal and immortal. And Saint Nicholas became immortal at that point. And he's been with us ever since. He still gives gifts away, but in a more modern way. And he has been giving gifts to the children of the world. And he still does it. Many children on Christmas morning always find a gift under the tree that was not given by anyone in their family. And it's always been given by St. Nicholas or Santa Claus. That's the true story of Santa. Santa Claus is real, just like you or I. He's quite real. For a long time, he would give out the gifts by way of reindeer and sleigh. But then, of course, everything modernized, and it's more of a modern distribution than what it was. And it's a much faster distribution. How he does it, he slows time. He has a device that can slow time to allow him to make his rounds throughout the world. And the reason you don't, you don't see Santa, St. Nicholas, is because that's the way Mother Nature wanted it to be. He would come in secret, just as he always had, and he would give the gifts to the children. Also understand that Santa would never, ever give a child a toy gun or anything that has to do with war. That's not his way. So if you ever get a toy like that, it comes from your mom and dad. But if you, other than that, other toys, yes, he will distribute those, and he will give those out. So understand, don't ask Santa for any toy guns or any military-related material. You won't get it from him. He's a nonviolent person, always has been, always will. He is quite real, and he does try. He does give out gifts. Still, one day a year, on Christmas. Christmas, in its essence, is a pagan holiday. However, it's a worldwide holiday. And so St. Nicholas is, in essence, the giver of gifts. Now that you understand the true nature of Santa, and he's nothing but love, pure love. That's all he knows, is love. So when you write to Santa, you expect to get an answer, because you will get an answer. But ask properly. Ask for the right kind of toys. I think that pretty well sums it up. Jane.
I said thank you very much, Zareya, for sharing that.
No, no.
And especially especially for the parents that are listening to our call. So thank you for that. I think I'd like at this time to for you to ask your dad to come through, and I'm going to bring Soraya through.
All right.
You go first.
Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving Christmas Eve, or day before Christmas. Also understand that Yeshua was not born on December the 25th. Yeshua was born in the time of spring. In Bethlehem, in Israel, the time of spring, not winter, and it wasn't December the 25th, but it's been passed down and brought about to celebrate Christmas as the 25th of December. Which is fine. But over the years, people have misconstrued the true meaning of Christmas. And it's all about giving. The gift of giving is a blessing. Just as your blessing that's coming to you is a gift of giving as well. We call it the RV, GCR. But it's still a gift and is meant to be shared with those less fortunate. Indeed, understand that it's a joyous time of union, to bringing families together. No matter where you are in the world, you can always come together with your family and reach out to those of your family that are not with you, that are on their own journey. Some families are together, some families are apart, but they're still a family. So reach out to them and let them know that you still care. If you know where they are, reach out to them. Invite them home as a union. There's a saying in your world, the family who prays together, stays together. That is true. But also understand that nowadays many families are not together but separate in different parts of the country. But you can always send out your love vibrations to your loved ones. No matter where they are, they will feel it. So reach out to them. And let them know you still love them. There are some out there in the world, they feel unloved. So they turn to drugs, or they turn to bad ways. Why? Because they think no one cares. Show them that you do care. Reach out to them. Send forth your love vibrations in their direction if you know where they are. And let them know you still care. You still love them. Regardless of what they've done to separate themselves from your family, they're still your children. And they still deserve your love. That's a portion of my message to you today.
Indeed.
And also, indeed, yes. Continue on, my beloved.
Beautiful message. I should like to impart a few thoughts or coming from the heart. You see, when thoughts come from the heart, it's always about love. So we wish that everyone will always be happy continuously every second of your day. When you do this, is no separation. All of you have been under the beliefs of third density. Third density is when you, as the beautiful life, light workers or light beings of love, all of you's memories have been removed. Azurea understands this because she longs for being fully awakened once again. This is also your plight, for all of you to remember who you truly are, the essence of who you are, as perfect source, pure consciousness, and knowing and traveling all of the different universes and galaxies. You can do this now. You could dream it. You could meditate on this to help you to remember . However, on your journey, which we call the ascension journey, or as a beloved Q says, it's transformational in regards to the frequencies from lower frequencies to the highest frequencies available for you. Remember as well why you came. For you each have your own unique contribution. For each other. For Terra Christa, for the cosmos. You came here to experience what it was like, what it is like, not being your full source self. The reason being is to be able to lift yourself, can do the same. You say to yourselves, well, we would love the galactics to help us out. They have the power. Source has the power to do this. And so you continue to wait. Now, however, today is a new story. Because so many of you already know you are the light. So many of you already feel it in your hearts, in your heart mind, to know. Therefore, sometimes it may be difficult as you move from lower density to higher density in this new earth. Always remember who you were. Always know that you have always been and are absolute essence, essences, creators, light, love is in our world, in the inner and hollow earth. This is all that is known. Everything from the air to the water, to the fields of grass and trees, from one spirit being to another, there was nothing less than love, nothing less than light. For all of this is within your DNA structures. As your DNA structures are evolving, you will soon, and many already have already, known, truly known, that you are the higher beings of love, of light. Therefore, you are indeed, all of you, the beacons of light for others to feel and to see through your words, through your actions, never wavering into lower vibrational frequencies. Let this be today to begin anew once more, for the past is gone. Your forgetfulness is gone. Live the light being that you are now. As you do this consistently, every second of your life, you will see that all is perfect, perfectly designed. You are what you have always been waiting for. So wake up the DNA so that you too will know that you no longer need your seven chakras, that it will only be one, and you will know the light bodies you are, because you are one, and together we are the one we have been searching for, the oneness of all. And you perhaps may be saying, but this is so untrue. That is because you still feel separation from who you are. You may think that there is a division and separation in the world, but you are the mirror of this world that is the illusion. This is the disbelief. These are the untruths that you are uncovering every day, every second of your existence. This day forward, know you are the creator. Together we are the creators of this world, of this galaxy, of this universe. There has never been a separation. Ever. It's letting go of the ego that keeps you or keeps whoever in the lower vibrations. It is the judgments. It is the feeling that you are not good enough. But you are source, creators. Tomorrow is a new day. Never move into the past of suffering. And you all know that there is no death. that the ones that have ascended are always there. Just as the leprechauns and the fairies and the gnomes are always around. And yet you cannot see them. It's because you do not believe the truth that they are. Be as little children. Be the innocence of little children. Remember when you believed, you only believed, and knew from that belief that there was always happiness and joy. That is all we know in the higher vibrations. And all of that can be true here as well. Transformation does not come from out there. Your transformation comes within, always has been from within. It's only the knowing. Know it and feel it. Be it. Be source. Be the creator. Every day, bring in joy. Bring in love. As my beloved has said, to share it and be that for all. That is how we become the collective to ascend, to be the higher frequencies that you are, that we all are already. And so with that, we bring you joy. We bring you love. We are always there with you, for you, supporting you, as you do this as well for us. And you do this as well for us through your joy. And we celebrate that with you. As you are beginning, have already begun to awaken to who you have always been, brothers and sisters of pure consciousness, of full awakening, of the light. I bid you farewell.
And be the gods and goddesses that you are.
Absolutely. Happy holidays, as you call that, on your surface. Good day.
Understand, beloveds, that all of you, every single person on this earth, is either a god or goddess, and you are all healers as well. You always talk about what is termed as I need a healing. Are you not gods and goddesses? You have your healing within you. Everyone, just know that you are, in essence, the creators of your existence. Whatever you think, you create. Thought is the creator, as thought always is. Other teachers have taught the same thing. Ramtha, Zarathustra, what is termed as Mafu, all taught the same thing, that you are gods and goddesses. And that's just the way it is. All of you have the power within you to restore missing limbs, to heal your fellow man, to bring an end to suffering. You have that ability within each and every one of you. do what is termed as to transmit your love vibrations out to the world, out to those whom you have been told are your enemies. Do good to those that you have been told are your enemies. They're not your enemies. They are your brothers and sisters of the world. You are all part of one unit, humankind, humanity. The only thing that separates you is geographical. That is all. Your brothers and sisters in Africa, your brothers and sisters in Russia, your brothers and sisters in China. It matters not. All of you are one. You all come from the same DNA. Whether you wish to admit it or not. Those of you who have been brought up as racist, supremacists, neo-Nazis, understand you are all part of one unit. It matters not where you are, whether you're in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that is the main center of the neo-Nazi party. Understand, you are still part of the whole. There's no separation between you, except those who separate themselves. The reason the world is the way it is now is because you do not understand love. I'm not speaking of lust. I'm speaking of endless love. It's what we are in Hollow Earth. We have no limitations at all. In Hollow Earth, we show endless love, which is what you should do as well. You have been taught by your governments to hate one another. And that is a shame. When Yeshua walked the earth, he spoke of love all the time. Yeshua, meaning, as you term it, Jesus. He spoke of love, compassion, and understanding. He was a wonderful teacher. And yes, also the Son of God. But you are also sons and daughters of God. In your own right, you are gods and goddesses. That's just the way it is. This is what you have forgotten because of your programming from childhood. You've been taught a religion, a doctrine, many different religions, but they all come from the same origin, the Anunnaki, who were extraterrestrials that messed with your DNA, that programmed you from early childhood to believe a certain way, to believe that you were separate from the Creator, and you're not. There is no separation between you and the Creator, except the separation you create yourself. Understand, there is no separation. The only separation of different countries is geographical, and that's all. You should not have borders because you are one people. Just think of that. You were all one people. I'm also going to enlighten the people or the group known as the neo-Nazis. They're under the impression that the Jewish people, that Hitler, hated the Jews. Understand this. Adolf Hitler was a Jew himself. Does that surprise you? He was born in Austria to a Jewish family, but his hatred for his own people is what drove him. Adolf Hitler was a Jew, was Israeli. So why do you hate Jewish people? Because he did? That is ludicrous. Adolf Hitler hated his own family and assassinated them. But he was a Jew too. He was Jewish in heritage. Think about that, people. Adolf Hitler was Jewish. So think about that. Anyway, do away with hate. Replace it with love for your fellow man. Replace your misunderstanding that you were programmed with. You can't do what is telling you. You can't do away with the programming. You must program over it. So accept the program that is programmed over it as love. The program of love. And reprogram your program. There is no need for you to do what is termed as to mistrust another country just because of their geographical location. People of the hollow earth are different from you only in stature, but also understand you are one peoples. You are one with us in hollow earth. And we are one with you. You want to come to hollow earth? Just request it. Those who ask are accepted. understand when you come into Hollow Earth that your whole entire outlook on life will change. You will no longer have the desires that you have now, presently. Because negativity does not exist in Hollow Earth at all. That's why we are always in harmony, love, peace, and joy. And that's all we know. We can never harm another creature. It's not in our DNA. It's not in our makeup. As it shouldn't be in yours either. There is no separation between the white race or the dark race or the yellow race or the red man race. The only separation is those you put upon yourself. There's no limitations to you. You are limitless beings. All of you. And you are greatly loved by those of the Hollow Earth, as well as the Galactic Federation, or the Federation of Planets. Their essence is love. Our essence is love. And your essence should be love. So think about the lessons we have taught you. That you are gods and you are goddesses. And you are healers. There's no need for you to ask us to heal you because you can heal yourself. Not that we won't do it, of course we will. But you also have the essence of your own understanding and knowing this, that you can do it yourself. I will never turn down a person that asks for healing. I will always assist in their healing, but I will also instruct them and also let them know that they are also healers. It's just the way it is. So beloveds, Zareya and Quasar, do what they do out of the labor of love, for they know what this world needs. And because they do live on the surface currently, they do ask for love gifts. And I ask you also to send them love gifts so they can continue their work in giving the message of love out to you on the internet. So, whatever you feel, our message to you helps you, then you give accordingly. So they may continue their blessing out to you, to the peoples, and reach more peoples. What is termed as the RV, once it is given, Zeray and Quasar will be giving out from their blessing to others without reservation. And they will do it in love, as they always have. They have helped many peoples financially, spiritually. They have given so much that they have put themselves in a state of in need. So, do send them a love gift. Would be greatly appreciated, of course. But we will continue to heal peoples. I will. At no cost. Because it's just what I do. However, if you desire a private session with me, we must put a fee onto that. Affordable, of course. So, everyone, have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Hey, Zara?
Yes?
How about a 5-4-3-2-1, please?
For of course. Everyone,
with, of course, everyone has their headband.
Indeed.
Right?
I hope so. many of them have them hanging on a nail in the closet, or they have them in a safe. It does them no good hanging on a nail or in a safe. Take them out and put them on. Five, four, three, two, one, receive. The love, the compassion that we offer. And know what we say to you is truthful and just. We would not deceive you, ever. That is not our way.
Thank you, Zara.
We love you.
Indeed.
We love you.
Hey.
All of you. Without reservation. Everyone in our eyes are equal. There is none greater than another. In Hollow Earth, there's none above any other. Everyone is equal. In Hollow Earth, we have no monetary system at all. It is all done by barter and trade of our abilities and our skills. And that is what is traded for goods and services. not monetary at all. Well, I've been asked, do we have gold down there? Of course. But it is not, has no value whatsoever. It's just a pretty metal. But it has no value. We have no monetary system in Hollow Earth. We have a council of 12. And the council handles any issues that come up. And there are very few issues that do come up. Because we are all in harmony, peace, joy, and laughter. Anyway.
Hey, Zora.
Merry Christmas to you all.
I was wondering, I'd like to say one more thing, and I wanted to make sure that everyone
of course.
Heard this. Coming
of
from,
course.
This is from Beloved Q. He wishes everyone
yes.
a beautiful and loving holiday or holidays. And also
Indeed.
That for right now, please do not send him any love gifts using his present PayPal account that many of you know. So do not do that. If you wish to send him any love gifts, you can send them to us. You could send them written out to me, Jane Stevens, and most of you already know the address. I do not want to do this online. So if you want to do that, just text me the address for where you can send, and make sure that on your checks or whatever you got, a money order or whatever, put Q on the bottom left. So we know to reserve or to put that into a different account so that that is sent to him privately. So, again, do not
Indeed.
Use his present PayPal access. All right. So in the meantime, we also – let me see what else did I – oh, hey, Zora, I was wondering, how about we end our call? We will not do any Q&As for today. I think that the messages sent forth today from Zoraya and Zora and Soraya is good re-listening to, so that it will lift and inspire all of us to move into the new earth world. So I was wondering if you could sing us a Lemurian song as we end our call.
First off, I want to explain why Q does not want payments sent to his PayPal.
Do you think that
the
is
powers
wise?
That want to be, yes, the powers that
okay.
want to be have done what is termed as to seize his PayPal account. So that is why he wants you to send it to us, so we may forward it on to him.
Well,
the PayPal is in dispute now for him.
Indeed.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Send the love gifts to Zoraya or Quasar and address it for him, and we will make sure he receives them.
Yeah, well, it has to go to me. It has to be written out to me, Jane Stevens.
Written out to Jane Stevens.
So that we can put it in the bank. And then it will go to, we'll forward it directly to him, the funds.
Indeed.
Okay. And he's very, very ever so grateful for all of you that have sent him, your love gifts very much. So.
And if you
desire
to send some love gifts to Quasar and Zaria, you may continue to use their PayPal because it has not been compromised and will not be compromised.
Correct. Okay. All right. Thank you, Zara. All right. So how about your beautiful love gift for us, for all of us, with your Lemurian song? We would love that. Thank you.
Kulamato Yamagi Elevada Yamoni Yolabaza Yanabiyo Umakala Yanabe Yonemaka Yonebasa Yalamota Ileva Lonemasa Yonemasa Kosepata Ye duve lo la salaba yonema kose la vida ye oma lo ka e lo ba yonema o yahahi yoma Yo Eba.
Beautiful, Zora. Thank you so much. Could you tell us a little bit about what that meant?
It was a season's greetings on the surface.
And what did it say, Zora?
Peace to all on the earth and beyond. Be in love, be in peace. Be in compassion for everyone. Never show or never transmit any negativity, only love.
How beautiful, Zara. Thank you. And so with that, everyone, have a beautiful holiday. So much love goes out to all of you as we are one. And we will be talking with you soon. Again, in 2023, if not before. And that is all.
Indeed. If you want to send what you call email for a request for healing, feel free to do so. And I will respond.
Starting next week, right, Zora? Unless it's needed immediately. All right, everyone.
Correct.
Thank you, everyone. Lots and lots of love to all of you. All right, bye now.
Indeed.
There we are.
I think we're still on. Alexa, play some Lemurian music, island music.
Benedicta, Marian chants from Norcia by the monks of Norcia on Amazon Music.
Alexa, play Lemurian music. Alexa, stop. Indeed.
Glad that you're still here. I need for you to grab Diane McCanfield called while we were on the call.
Mm-hmm.
So she would like for us, probably for you to call. Hi, how are you? That was a most beautiful call. That was so beautiful. I'm going to see if I can get, what's his name? I think I want that to be on our VBS call. No, the call. She can stream it onto VBS.
Indeed.
Yeah, definitely.